Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Robin Yount. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Doug Loman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Clark. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Deion James. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Willie Lozado. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bob McClure. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting third. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fourth. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Garth Eorg. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Luis Leal. And now, play ball. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball towards right. Barfield settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Barfield. Yount moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leal fields it and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to third. Two outs. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Loman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby hits a fly ball into left field. Loman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from Martinez and he is out, Eorg applying the tag. James moves to second. One out. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. James moves to third. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. James scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Willie Lozado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozado takes first base on ball four. Romero moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman is 0-for-1 in the game. Loman hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a fly ball into left field. Loman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Griffin moves to second. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-1 in the game. Mosby strikes out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into right field. Clark picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Clark. Griffin scores. Fernandez scores. Bell moves to second. It's 2-1, Blue Jays. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left field. Loman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Loman. Bell scores. Johnson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Blue Jays. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lozado fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. James hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sundberg hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Romero hits a line drive towards short. Fernandez catches it and throws to first to double up James. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Brewers 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-1 in the game. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Willie Lozado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozado is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lozado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Fernandez. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's Brewers, 3, Blue Jays, 3. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman is 0-for-2 in the game. Loman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-2 in the game. Mosby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Blue Jays 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Lee Jackson now pitching. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. James hits a ball on the ground into left field. Bell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bell. James moves to second. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sundberg hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Romero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. James scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Brewers. Willy Lozado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozado is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lozado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Eorg fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Barfield takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Upshaw strikes out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero misplays the ball. That's an error on Romero. Johnson moves to third. Barfield moves to second. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 2 in the game. Eorg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins pinch hits for Alfredo Griffin. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Lohman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Fred Manrique now playing second base. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of James. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mosby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of James, who is chasing the ball. Mosby reaches third base with a triple. Fernandez scores. It's Brewers, 4, Blue Jays, 4. Jim Kern now pitching. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mosby scores. It's 5-4, Blue Jays. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. Bell moves to third. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Upshaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Witt now catching. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman is 0-for-3 in the game. Loman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 5, Blue Jays, 5. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby, who is chasing the ball. Clark reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Key now pitching. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. James hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats James for the out. One out. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Sundberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Sundberg reaches second base with a double. Clark scores. It's 6-5, Brewers. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Lozado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozado is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lozado hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Lozado reaches second base with a double. Sundberg scores. It's 7-5, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-4 in the game. Yount is walked intentionally. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-4 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Lozado trying to get to home. Bell throws the ball into Witt, who tags Lozado, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Yount moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Blue Jays 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rance Mullinix pinch hits for Garth Eorg. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix hits a pop-up towards short. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Leach pinch hits for Fred Manrique. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leach moves to second. Ray Searage now pitching. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Mosby strikes out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Blue Jays 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Shepard now playing left field. Rance Mullinix now playing second base. Kelly Gruber now playing third base. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Loman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Brewers. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gruber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. James hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Blue Jays 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Barfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Upshaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Toronto Blue Jays, 5. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.